This is the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Weekend Replay Podcast, picking out some of our favorite moments from this past week, and it starts now.
Are you walking your dog wrong? I love this story. It screams at my heart when I see it. There are some people that will walk a dog as part of their daily routine, like, get this done, let's get this done, let's get this dog exercised. You know, Murphy and I walk the dogs differently. Like, I walk the dog, Champ. Mm-hmm. And I will let him sniff anything he wants. I will let him lift his leg on almost anything he wants. You know, it's about experiencing the outdoors. Mm-hmm. Murphy's more like, nope, let's go. Let's move.
We have a purpose here. Let's keep moving.
I'm not rude about it. I subscribe to the whole, if the dog's on the leash, he should be walking at your side, paying attention to you. Really, honestly, that's a safety thing as much as anything else.
Right.
Making sure they follow your lead on that. So you don't want the dog to lead the walk. You need to lead the walk.
Correct.
Doesn't mean you can't stop and let them sniff, but you need to lead the walk.
When you're training them, when you're especially leash training them, that is correct. And that is something that we learned in dog training years and years ago. But the word is, dogs want to constantly sniff everything while they're out strolling. That's why they get so excited. It's not about the leash. It's not about the time with you. It's about being able to get outside and see what else is going on. They are aware that they have a limited space, the yard, the house, but they're always curious about what else is going on. So when they're out, you know, strolling with you, the experts say it's a beneficial sensory experience for them to, it's mental stimulation for them to sniff as much as they can. They want to know, they're smelling so that they know what's going on beyond their surroundings.
Yeah.
They're trying to recognize other dogs. They're just trying to learn.
It's like a doggy update.
It is. It's such a big deal for them. So you do sort of take away a little bit from him if you just do the, nope, here we go, and here we are back.
Yeah.
So.
You know, the sense of smell, and I don't know how much more sensitive dogs' noses are, but I know it's extreme sensitivity.
You know?
And just like hearing, too. And I'm sure the sounds, you know, different sounds that they experience that they don't experience at
home. In their boundaries.
Are stimulating, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you can, let them have a more relaxed walk, you know, unless they're training to be an FBI dog.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
There is a biopic coming based on the life of comedian Chris Farley.
I am 35 years old. I am divorced. And I live in a van down by the river.
Those who knew and loved him, this is important. So here are the details. It's being put together and directed by actor Josh Gad.
Ooh.
Okay, I know you know that name from Frozen and many other projects.
Very funny.
Produced by SNL's Lorne Michaels, which is very important also.
Yeah.
Based on the book, The Chris Farley Show, a biography in three acts, which was written by Chris Farley's younger brother. So the family is all on board.
Hmm.
The actor who will play Chris Farley, because that's important. You have got to get this right.
Yeah.
You've got to get it right. So stylized.
And mannerisms and everything.
Right. Actor Paul Walker Hauser. That name may not mean anything to you, but he's certainly experienced. He did the movie Richard Jewell. He was in I, Tonya. He was in Cruella. He won a Golden Globe and an Emmy for his work in the miniseries Blackbird.
Hmm.
So it's currently being shopped around Hollywood. Who wouldn't want it?
Yeah.
You know, he's on board to play it. And I'm thinking you have to recreate a lot of SNL skits.
Remember when you were the Beatles? and you were supposed to be dead?
You got to create the one with Patrick Swayze with all the dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing it's got to be a blend of both serious and comedy.
Of course,
though, right?
Because he died at the age of 33 in 1997 of a drug overdose. The delicate balance of a couple who's been together for a very long time. A little story to tell you.
Uh-oh.
This year,
are you looking
personal?
At me, Jody?
This is you and me, Murph. This is you and me.
Oh.
So this year is a big year for us. I mentioned that to our girls the other day, and they were like, whoa, are you guys going on a trip or something?
Everybody asked that because it's our 25th anniversary this year, right?
Yeah, in November. Remember what day?
The 12th.
Correct.
I know. We joke about that because both you and I messed that day up.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Married 25 years this year, and I wanted to point out something to you that I thought was lovely and beautiful last week. So I was out of town for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And that's it. No.
And that was lovely.
I was out of town for a couple of days last week and very busy work. I didn't miss a beat with you guys. And I enjoyed doing that, the show on the road.
Yeah.
And then I had a conference and sessions and things to attend, a professional organization that we are privileged enough to work with. And I got back and hit the ground running again. So the night I got back, we went to have dinner. We had dinner together, and I had
you and Murphy.
Yeah,
just want to make clear I wasn't involved.
No, you were not involved.
That's
except
right.
You did call him during our dinner. Oh. Wait, Sam's calling. Hold on.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I had
are you at dinner? Is Jody there?
Anyway, look, this one I want to say. I enjoyed that dinner so much because what did we do at that dinner? We just caught up. We just talked about the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I got to share with you everything that, you know, had happened to me and all the people I saw. And it was just nice. It struck me because we're in each other's lives so much. We work together
and
we're married.
Together, yeah.
So a little bit of time apart, I'm fine with alone time. I'm good at it. It's good for me. But then I was happy to come back home and to you guys and our lives together and all that and the show and work. But I just enjoyed catching up.
Yeah.
It was nice. And we don't have that opportunity often.
Yeah, we have to create that. And I agree with you, too. It was peaceful without you around the house.
Yeah.
You
know?
By the way.
But I missed you, and so I was really glad that we caught up.
What kind of dinner did I miss out on?
Oh, just salads.
Yeah, I had a shrimp Caesar salad, if you're interested.
And you didn't really miss because you called during the middle of it, Sam. Just something to remember. It's okay. You do need to have your own separate lives, and then it's when you come back together and then share those. That's
the
beautiful
connection.
Thing.
Yeah.
Consumers are grumpy right now.
Really? Not everybody,
Murphy doesn't
huh?
Not everybody, but just in general. This news, this information coming from the service industry, which we're not in, Murphy. You know, we're not serving food to people and coffee and dealing with the public and things like that. But there are a few reasons why. Inflation, number one.
Yeah.
Everything costs more. And it does, you know. And that's painful. Doesn't mean that it needs to be taken out on workers. But the other thing is that COVID conveniences are ending. You know what that means? Think about it. Things that were put into place during the pandemic, like curbside pickups, some people are ending those. Some companies are ending at-home delivery. Some companies are ending remote appointments. And so everybody's gotten all convenient with life being convenient.
Yeah.
You know, everything comes to us that we're getting
well, grumpy. Any of our places that we eat, you know, they all have curbside pickup and they've not changed any of that.
Not one of them. One of them that I tried to pick up from not long ago, you said, hey, this is what I want. And I ordered it and I'm like, all right, great. I'll be home later with it.
Yeah.
I roll up to that front curbside parking spot and I, you know, said, hey, I'm here. And they were like, yeah, you're going to have to come in to get it.
What do they say? You drove this far. Can't you take a few more steps?
Here's why.
Ten more feet, lady. Come on.
Here's why I got grumpy. What do you think? Why do you think I wouldn't have wanted to walk in?
Well, because the sign was there.
No.
You take the sign down if you don't want to.
Yeah.
No, because I wasn't dressed to walk in.
Oh.
I was picking up a prescription or something. I was in my rattiest shorts. I looked like, oh.
But Murphy's right. That's not if you're not going to do it anymore, get rid of the sign. That's step one.
Well, I don't know if the sign said, we'll come out to you, if it just said, this parking spot for curbside only or something like that. But to me, curbside means you're bringing it to me.
Yeah.
So this is an interpretation error.
Anyway, I had to walk up to the bar and order, you know, pay for it and sign, looking like a rat.
And I said, ma'am, we have a dress code.
They actually don't, but it was at the bar. So
are you saying consumers are more, you know, grumpy because they're misreading signs?
No, we're spoiled rotten and we still want all those super conveniences. And we all know that's true.
Yes, it is.
If I can drive to pick something up or have it delivered to me now, so much easier.
I understand.
We're spoiled rotten, but just know that they're called COVID conveniences, and for some businesses, they are going away.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Love hearing from you there, per usual. And we have an email. This comes from Mike, and this is serious advice.
Uh-oh.
You guys
serious
ready?
Advice.
I think we all will have something to say.
Wait,
hello?
He wants serious advice or it's for us?
No. Yes. No, he wants advice from us.
Ah, okay.
Are you serious?
Because we need serious advice, yeah.
Everyone needs advice sometimes. Mike says this, hello. I listen to you guys a lot, and you usually have good advice about stuff.
Aw, thank you, Mike. See, we're doubting ourselves.
Maybe you have the wrong show.
I recently moved somewhere where I don't know anyone, and I've always been sort of shy with people of the opposite sex that I'm attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a shy person any other time. Since I've been here, I keep seeing the same girl, and I haven't said anything to her except hello. I don't really know how or where to find her. I don't use social media much. I've seen her working, but it's not the kind of place I can walk in and approach her.
Aww.
Oh, I've tried. This is my favorite line, Sam. I tried hanging out outside when they close, but I haven't been seeing her.
No.
Yeah, don't do that. We're going to get to that. What can I do? Do I just ask her out? What can I do? Just ask her out for coffee or something without feeling like I'm stalking her? Oh, sweet, Mike. Don't hang outside of her door where she works, because that is creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, if you're hanging out there, she's going to know it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're waiting, that is a trick that kids do in school, right? You put yourself in the right hallway to make something happen. So don't do that. Maybe go in, even though you can't supposedly approach her.
I just don't know what kind of business this is that we're talking about, but you know.
You need to find a way to, and just, my advice is just be honest. Once you finally get if you had a chance to say hello to her once before, you can somehow get in front of her again and just be honest. Nothing beats honesty. The slickest line in the world doesn't beat honesty. The best circumstances, it just needs to be, I'm back here. I'm even a little nervous. But I wanted to know if you wanted to have coffee.
Same thing you just laid out for us. Yeah. I'm new here. I don't have any friends.
Right.
I'd love to have coffee.
Exactly what you already did, Mike.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. And thank you for sending this in.
Good luck. Push through it, Mike. You can do it.
You guys want the biggest date trend right now? It's from TikTok. It's where it's living right now.
Now, this is for people like me that are single, or would this work for you too as well?
It would work for us as well. It means going on a date with somebody you've been married to forever, or someone you're dating, or even if this is not a first date, but then again, some people say it's funny. It breaks the ice and it's creative. It's a painting each other date night trend.
Wait, like paint on the body?
I knew you were going to say that.
My mind
went there too. I'm like, we're going to touch each other. We're going to paint each other's bodies. What it means is you paint a picture of each other. You get paint, a canvas, and paint brushes, and you do a portrait of each other and then compare the ha-ha reveal. And it's actually better if you're not artistically inclined because it's funny. It becomes something funny.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's very interactive. It's different.
And you spend time talking, whatever.
Yeah. Well, and I do get it. You know, even if as a couple that's been together for a long time, it would be fun or funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should.
Well, you want to try that?
I don't know. I can paint, but I'm painting a face.
Well, drawing, you have skills, Jody.
I do, but I'm going to tell you this, though. Faces are hard.
Yeah.
You can spend days on somebody's nose. I used to draw faces and try, and it's just like, okay, this is supposed to be relaxing. You know, painting for me is an art. It's, you know, art is supposed to make your life better, not stress you out. Like, you can spend forever on the eyes and not get them right. So, but
what do you think Murphy's picture of you would look like?
Stick with red hair.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's the way I draw everything.
Well, maybe some curves with red hair.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I could do that.
It's a painting each other thing.
Yeah, when you said that at first, I thought you meant body art and paint.
I know. When I read it.
I thought you meant, like, let me put that, you know, around your eyes.
Maybe when you've been together a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to also continue talking about dating? The top 2 best dating apps right now, 2024. The number one overall is Hinge, because it only gives you like a limited number of connections a day. So if you're looking for something more serious, you're not just overwhelmed. It's really connections.
Fewer choices.
Yeah, making better choices. And then the number one if you're looking for serious, if you're looking to get married, Match. Match is still the number one because they go in-depth. They get really in-depth information, and they make matches based on those important core values that people have.
Okay.
Anyone who's ever ordered a cake with writing on it feel this pain. We've all, well, you need to think about it. Have you seen the viral TikTok cake from Walmart?
No.
No, what is this?
Well, it's how you give the instructions. If you write it a certain way, however you write it, it's how that person decorating the cake 12 hours later or 10 hours later is going to write it on the cake. And there's this cake that went viral. It says Aries baby in black icing. And underneath it says in small cursive, it says small cursive middle of cake. Because that's what, because that's what was written. And there's a box. If you order a cake that way and you're not just telling someone, you're writing it.
Yeah.
They are supposed to literally follow your instructions. So it was supposed to be a cake with Aries baby. And the direction was lowercase cursive middle of cake. Anyway, so Aries baby was in block letters, by the way, on this TikTok. And I sort of have you ever done anything like that when ordering cake? A mistake?
Not like
that. That was your fault?
No.
If it's your, I say it's your fault. It's the customer's fault if you didn't communicate clearly.
Well, you're right, because you don't want people just, you know, miscellaneously interpreting whatever you put in there.
No.
What you put in there
is supposed to be what?
Yeah, so they're not supposed to question it.
When I hand the sheet back, I let them read it and say, is everything clear?
Oh, nice.
Because it's like, check and balance. I'm concerned about that stuff.
Right. Yeah. I did it recently, last year, for Phoebe's birthday. You don't know this because everybody thought it was... They didn't know it was an accident. So at the place, it was a grocery store. I said, I want you to put happy birthday, Phoebes. And I spelled it out. And I said, this is her nickname. Her name is Phoebe. And he was like, okay, yeah. He was a young man. He was like, okay. I said, it's Pheebs. And I put, you know, in parentheses or whatever. And I think I don't think I wrote it, but I said, you know, it's Phoebes. I
did that.
I did the air quotes.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, great. And the cake had Phoebes, happy birthday, Phoebes, in air quote, like in the quotes. Yeah. And I was like, I almost tried to take those off the cake. But I understand I didn't say a word to him because it was my fault.
Sure.
It was how I communicated.
What did Phoebe say?
She liked it.
Oh.
It was fine with her.
It's cute, and that's an easy one to blend if you change your mind, right? I mean, it's a you can fix that.
Yeah. Put a candle on top of it.
It was her nickname. So anyway, you can check out the Walmart cake. It's viral on TikTok. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
I have a Sam secret to unveil to everybody, and before I do, I want everybody to hear this correctly.
You're not dating.
No, well, yeah, that's true.
Or getting married again. Okay, that's
all right, now we're really going down roads. No, this is about something way down the road. This is not, you know, in the next couple of weeks, retirement.
Oh,
I've started. I've been looking at, I've been sucked into TikTok and Instagram for camper vans. You know what a camper van is? It's like a little longer than a regular van. Sprinter vans is what they are, a little taller, and they're just decked out as like an RV, but it's van size. When the time comes, I can travel and live anywhere I want.
And I live in a van down by the river.
There, too. I can live in by the river if I wanted to.
I saw one of those the other day that you're talking about. They're interesting looking because they are a little bit taller.
Yeah.
So I guess there's room to stand up because you're 6 foot what?
6'1".
Yeah. You don't need to bump your head in the house. Yeah.
There are concerns I have. That and, you know, will I get claustrophobic after 2 weeks in there? These are really surprisingly loaded, the ones I've seen. I'm not selling you one. Boy, these babies loaded out. You know, they have a little sink, a little one or two burner stove, a little microwave, a little fridge.
It's all you need.
A little bathroom.
I think most people are enamored by that. I mean, because I've always seen like the RVs as being kind of appealing. I know Jody doesn't want to roll where she doesn't want to sleep where she rolls.
I don't want to sleep where I've been all day on the road.
Right. But I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I always thought a decked out van with a kitchen or whatever was a cool thing.
And you don't mean the 70s kind with the shag all over and the bubble windows.
Well,
huh?
I knew somebody that had a little sink in there, so I don't know what it was used for.
Well, it makes you feel like you're playing house when you're a kid. But so. Okay.
I'm in infatuation stage right now. I've done no research. I'm just looking at it so much on TikTok. The algorithm is starting to feed it to me.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's all you're going to see.
It's constant.
It would become a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. Would you sell your home or would you always have a place to go home if it...
I haven't gotten that far yet. I might sell the home and buy an apartment, you know, as the home base, something smaller.
So you need to check out the realities of going to campgrounds and emptying septic tanks.
Ooh.
And
prices, you know, the annual maintenance fee.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, they'll use diesel or regular fuel, all that kind of stuff.
It's exciting, though, to have something to, you know, look forward to.
Yeah.
It's exciting to have some sort of idea. It's a dream.
And I can go anywhere. You know, I can pull up to the Grand Canyon. Hey, I'm going to sleep here tonight.
If the federal government allows it.
877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
How are you, Robert?
I am doing good.
Wonderful.
So I heard your discussion about eyewear, and yes. My part-time job on Fridays is working for Essilor Luxottica at a sunglass outfitters inside Cabela's.
Yay.
So eyewear is something I actually know about.
Yes, school us.
And okay, so eyewear does not just refer to your glasses that you wear for vision. It also refers to sunglasses.
Oh, that's true, yes.
So
yes.
Yeah. And you do have it right, your face shape, because the faces come in square, triangle, diamond, oval, so that your face shape is one of the things that you want to have your eyewear accentuate.
Right.
So you also need to keep in mind about the bridge of your nose.
Yes.
Yeah, because certain people, the bridge of your nose is set up differently. So
yeah.
And then some of the other things are you got to keep in mind what type of work you do.
Mm-hmm.
To where, you know, you need to match your glasses to your job.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
to speak. And
okay.
Just have to pick that way.
There's so much to think about and see. I'm sitting here going, I just need them to be cute. Because I got to look through them anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, believe it or not, Swarovski Crystals came out with their own brand of eyewear.
Oh, die for. Yeah. Nice.
Okay. So, there is that. And there are some new and really exciting types coming out from Prada.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, here's why I work there. I keep working there. So, I get a 50% discount.
Yes.
Right.
I love it.
But every year on my anniversary, I get one pair up to $500 for free.
Nice.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that's how my wife got her first pair of Tiffany eyewear.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have any openings? I'm free in the afternoon sometimes.
Yeah.
You are just full of information. You call us anytime.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Robert.
We appreciate it.
Ah, so much to know when you're picking out eyewear.
The thing I like is her first pair of Tiffany.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, she's got more.
You guys
at
know.
That discount, probably
yeah.
so.
You guys know we have a friend. Her name is Teddy, and she wears these gorgeous glasses every time we see her. But do you guys realize what kind of glasses they are? Because
Chanel.
I know. Are they Chanel? I thought they were Prada.
It says Chanel.
Oh, it said Chanel. Yeah. Every time that she's talking, I'm trying not to just drool over her eyewear.
Yeah. I love those.
Keep it coming. We love hearing from you anytime. What does your date, a date, notice about you right away? So we're going to tell you the top couple of things, I promise, coming up. But I want you.
You're talking about a first meeting? Is that what you're talking about?
What does a date notice about you? They probably already know you, but when you have the date, that's an occasion. That's not just you asked her out or he asked you out. It's you're at the dun dun dun. It's the occasion. So honestly, one answer only. What do you notice first? If you're walking in, the date has begun.
First thing I would notice is their presentation. I know that's a big word. I just mean how they're dressed and hair. I mean,
oh, okay.
If I've never seen this person before, I'm gonna look at the body. But if it's you know, I'm just gonna see what she's wearing and how she's made up.
Okay, presentation. Good way to wrap that, Sam.
Yeah.
Nice, Murphy. One answer.
As much as I wish it were personality, I think appearance is always going to be, like Sam said.
Yes.
I think that's human nature, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Because
I thought you were going to say smile.
At first, you don't know the personality.
No.
You know, until you sit down and talk with them for a length of time,
right.
You don't know.
So what people notice right away. Very good.
Did we win?
You did fine.
Okay.
Being honest as a woman, I mean, not all women are the same. I will not speak for all women. But the first thing I notice about a man is build, I guess, is the right word. It's sort of like
physique?
Presentation, though. Build, I do.
How he holds himself, maybe.
Was that the first thing you noticed about me?
You know, you and me, we were very different, Murphy.
Uh-oh.
I didn't notice you
that way
first. I guess
that means the build wasn't the first thing she noticed.
Well, I didn't think of you that way first, going back history. We were friends first. You were my boss first.
I know that. Yes, you're right.
So I wasn't thinking of you in those terms at all.
So what did you notice about your boss first?
That he was good with people. Yes, wonderful.
Yeah, I wasn't taking great care of myself at that time.
No, anyway. The one, number one thing, we're going to get to a bunch of these, but the number one thing is body language. So you're kind of on the right track.
Yeah.
Your posture, the way you position yourself, the way you carry yourself is noticed. You know, standing straight up or slumping.
You come in with a smile or a frown on your face.
We'll get to that. Facial expressions is next. But body language, because it says so much.
That makes sense.
Right. It says so much.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
I want you to know, Murphy, that I am just a girl waiting for the 26th of this month because of the Bon Jovi docuseries. It's coming to Hulu and Disney Plus. It's called Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story.
The band Bon Jovi.
We had the number one record on the planet. They're like the Beatles.
It was real fun.
If you work hard enough, you can make it.
I never thought we'd get this. Understand,
I
know
this band.
They've been
teasing it for 3 or 4 months.
Well, I just never thought in all these years we would get it because John Bon Jovi is so private, especially about the business of his band. But here's the news. What? I cannot believe it. I've read it 6 times. John invited Richie over to his house, and they watched the first 3 episodes of it together.
Oh. Ladies. Why didn't they watch all 4 episodes?
I don't know. Maybe it's where
What's
it got rough.
What's in the fourth episode?
Maybe it's where things got rough with them. Anyway, just so you know, ladies, this is coming. It's apparently everything you'd ever want to know. There's a lot of things I want to know. I want to know about the Richie John problem.
Wait, is that all he said? Is like, yeah, Richie came over and we watched it?
That's all he said. He wants you to.
It wasn't like, hey, and guess what?
No. No, you have to watch the documentary, which I'm going to be inviting girlfriends over to do, by the way, Murphy.
Okay,
on Hulu and Disney Plus, April 26th. What a date notices about you right away. Sam, you said presentation. Mm-hmm. Murphy, you said appearance.
Yeah.
Very honest answers. Love it, love it. The top answer is, according to experts and dating experts and all of that, body language. And I guess that's similar.
Yeah.
And you notice body language without realizing you're noticing it because it says so much. Posture, you know, whether they actually face you, whether they put their eyes down or they actually give you eye contact.
Or whether they are like assertive or timid, you know.
Right.
Whether they come walking through the door like, hey, there's Sam.
Although I would like to say for anyone listening, trying to, you know, use this as a helpful thing, you shouldn't overthink your body language. Your body language needs to be what it honestly is.
Yeah.
Because if you're thinking about that, you're not going to be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the number one most important thing. You know, if it's going to work, you've got to be able to be yourself.
Yeah.
So
you can't fake a cool walk.
You can't fake posture. You can't fake assertiveness.
No. Well, yes, all these things are so instinctive. When you walk in and you see somebody for the very first time, I think part of the reason that appearance is going to be the decision is because that's the... I hate to use the word primal.
I love
it. But it is because you're assessing danger. If you go way back, you know, before civilization, you would assess danger, right? Exactly.
Right.
And all those instinctive things. So I think that's human nature.
So the other things that people notice first, right away, men and women, facial expressions right away. Do you hold eye contact? Do you smile genuinely?
Yeah.
You know, those are all super important. And again, you can't think about that, then you'll be forcing an unnatural smile.
Yeah, right.
So try not to think too much about it. Other things high on the list that a date notices, and I think you intentionally notice this, grooming and hygiene.
See, to me, that's part of that presentation.
Part,
if you walk in looking
too.
Sloppy, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this is completely off, like I didn't plan to talk about this, but clean hair is so important.
Clean hair.
Dirty hair tells a story. It just does, you know? If you're wondering whether you should wash your hair or not, just wash it.
Why is that
good
a
point?
It just says honorable mentions. Do you talk about yourself too much?
Yeah.
Do you not ask enough questions? And how do you treat the servers? All very important on a date.